Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with head coach Doug Peterson in studio here. And Doug, another great day for the Eagles. Sam Bradford, a two-year deal. Why was it important to keep Sam?
Well, I think it's important for a couple of reasons. One, it brings stability to the position. Another reason is he knows our guys. He knows the offensive players offensively up front, has a great relationship with the receivers and tight ends. And I think, too, from the standpoint of what he showed us on tape last year at the end of the season, was the right guy and the right fit for us moving forward in 2016.
In your quarterback evaluation, so when you watch Sam week one in Atlanta all the way through the season, what got better specifically?
Specifically, I think decision-making. There was confidence in the pocket. There was that relationship you talk about with quarterback and receiver being on the same page. And some of those throws he made towards the end of the season and obviously the walk-off with Jordan against Dallas. And those are some big things that you want your quarterback to not only do from week one, but obviously carry it into week 16. But he got better that way throughout the season. And then his leadership style, his leadership ability as a quarterback, you can kind of see it on tape. The way he was communicating with his offensive line, his running backs and receivers. So that was very beneficial for us going forward.
I remember in 2010 when he had his workout and speaking with Coach Reed when he came in here, I think everybody really raved about Sam Bradford at that time. Do you still see a lot of that quarterback in him today?
I do. I was part of that evaluation process, sort of behind the scenes back then, and I really liked him coming out. He was young, obviously coming out of Oklahoma, but he was somebody that had a big arm, very smart, very intelligent quarterback with some athleticism there to be able to run, to extend plays with his legs. And I see, like he mentioned in his press conference, I think his best days are ahead of him. And it's my job and it's as an offensive staff now to really get that out of him and to really kind of take off and let his career kind of blossom from here.
Nobody talks about just the mental strength you've got to have to overcome missing two seasons with a knee injury. I mean, it's the physical part, yeah, we all get. Can you speak to that from a quarterback perspective, how hard it is to overcome those kind of injuries?
It's more, obviously, it's mental than it is physical. The knee, the shoulder, the ankle, whatever is injured is obviously going to be strong and better than ever. But it's that first hit, it's that first game action that really gives you that confidence going forward. And you were able to see that again as the season progressed last year with him. And I'll be curious now because Tyler Bray in Kansas City has been 2 years on the IR, and I'll be curious to kind of see his development this year going forward with him getting back out there and then seeing if he can do the same things that Sam has done.
When you look at the quarterback room now, it's Sam, it's Mark Sanchez, it's McLeod Bethel Thompson. What do you see?
You know what? I see guys that have got a lot of games under their belt, between Sam and Mark. I see some great leadership there. I see guys that can really take our offense, take my offense, the offense of the Philadelphia Eagles now and really take it to the next level. And make it their own. And that's the thing that talking to Sam earlier today was, this is your offense. I don't want it to be about Doug Peterson. I've said that kind of all along. And I want the players to take ownership in this. And there's guys now in the room that can do that. They got great minds. I want to tap into their minds and let them take hold of this offense.
Those who criticize Sam generally criticize his abilities down the field. Now, I would like you to tell me his abilities down the field because I certainly believe in your evaluation a lot more.
I'm going to tell you something. I think he can throw the ball down the field. He loves to throw the ball down the field. When I say down the field, it doesn't have to be 40, 50 yards down the field. It could be in that 18 to 22 to 25 range. And some of the throws he made in tight windows to Zach Ertz and to Aguilar down the middle and some of those throws. In the National Football League, yes, you have to call those and you have to dial them up. And when you do, you have to hit them. And he was able to hit them. It's not something you're going to make a living out of because you can't live and die by the seven-step drop in the NFL. But he has that ability, and he's shown it on tape. And I'm excited to, he has the arm strength, and so I'm excited to get him out there and start working with these guys that way.
You take the job as head coach, and Sam is not signed. Now he's signed. Is there a level of kind of, exhaling?
There is. Now that you got that piece off the board, and he's in your fold now, gives you a little more confidence going forward, and you're not up at night thinking about who's going to be your next quarterback. And I'm excited to get him going here in a month, and I know he is as well.
Does this mean no way, no how you add to the position? Free agency or the draft?
I think you still have to continue to look. I don't think you just say, okay, we got our guy and let's move forward. I think you have to continue to develop the position, whether you can do that again in free agency or you can do that through the draft. It's not bad to continue to develop the lower part of your roster because you never know when you're going to need those guys. And so we're going to continue to look at that.
You spoke so outwardly just praising Sam. Do you think it helped bring him back to Philadelphia?
Yeah. I do. And, you know, it wasn't just lip service that I was saying. It was something that I meant, and I felt that. I know the offensive staff felt that, and we're excited to have him.
All right. Doug, thanks so much.
Dave, thanks.
Doug Peterson, Eagles head coach in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.